off on Hollis Ave at the dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park, I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. My man, I was dealing with a man at a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at near. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never feel the...
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Here's your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
We back with another edition of Random Unnamed Podcast.
Why can I not hear? Is your mic on?
It should be. Why the fuck is it turned off?
No, your mic was off.
Why the fuck is my mic turned off? I always leave it on. I never fucking
I know,
it.
Right?
Damn kids.
Oh, shit.
All right. So once again, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Another edition of Random Unnamed Podcast. First and foremost, RIP to Gym Master J.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was Run DMC that we were playing.
Yep, yep. We only got, you know, I was looking at the schedule. For episodes and everything like that. We only got one more episode after this week. Next week's episode. Before Christmas.
True.
Like, holy fuck, dude. Because by the time y'all are listening to this, this is at least Tuesday the 15th. And that means y'all only got 10 days till Christmas.
Yup.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. This year has sucked, but it has flown by, though.
Right.
I will give it that at least. So, we do got some shit to talk about this week.
Yeah, yeah.
This last week was the Disney Investors Days. So they announced
it. Which I totally fucking missed.
Yeah. So we're going to go over that because Rex has not, does not know anything about what they announced.
Fuck no.
So we're going to talk about that later on in the episode. Politically wise, there's some shit. Vaccines for this coronavirus that are coming, that's finally coming out. But let's start this week off by talking shit on our football teams. Because my Houston Texans fucking suck ass. Like, what the fuck, dude? We lost so damn bad to the damn Bears.
Jimmy Garoppolo, get better. Kill, come back. We miss you. We love you. We love y'all both. Oh, my gosh, man. Like, fucking shit. Mullins. Dog.
Like, who's the third string?
Bethard.
I'd much rather have Bethard than Mullins.
Like, Mullins was doing okay. And beginning, there were some throws where I'm like, yo, that's a tight-ass window. That's pick worthy right there. You
know? Oh, yeah, 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 for sure.
His timing over the game just got,
mm-hmm.
got off. And then
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of rookie mistakes. This is why preseason should have been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should have had preseason games. I don't care. But, and also, this is what fucking happens when you don't run the fucking ball.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Dude, we are a West Coast offense.
Which, all right, West Coast offense, if you don't know what that is it's all about short passes. Less than 10 yards. That's all that you should be doing. You should throw the ball less than 10 yards and run the fucking ball up the middle. Those are your two main plays. That's West Coast offense and just time control like a motherfucker.
Exactly, and you know? Have gotten away from that for the past couple of games.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll pull up the stats.
I don't even want to see the shit, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to at least pull up the stats for my game, because I don't even know what the final score of my game was. I know we got our ass whooped. We lost 36-7. But, I mean, for us, let's see, what did we do today? Watson went 21 for 30 with 219 and a touch with 6 fucking sacks. McCarron came in at one point and got sacked. The fuck? Hey, we ran the ball 27 times for 108 yards. We got whooped. That's what happened. Holy fuck. We sucked ass. And y'all ended up losing.
Yeah, I seen that shit coming from a mile away. Like, yeah. I stopped watching games and started playing the PlayStation.
Right. Mullins went 25 for 45 with 260, a touch, an interception, and sacked four times. And y'all ran the ball 27 times for 108 yards. Like, run the ball even more. It should be opposite. It should be throwing the ball 27 times and running the ball 45 times.
Fuck, man. Like,
so, yeah. Just not a good week in football, just in general. And there's people that on the Texans who tested positive for COVID. And it was a shitty week to get started with football. And then last week with Roby and Fuller getting suspended for 6 games due to steroids, like, it just gone downhill.
Whoa, wait, what? Hold on. New York Times, she stalked her daughter's killers in Mexico, one by one.
The fuck? All right, Twitter, change of topics. What the fuck? And that's a Toronto Star, which is a Canadian. Wait. No, wrong one. There we go. Armed with a handgun, a fake ID, and disguises, Miriam Rodriguez was one woman detective squad defying a system where criminal impunity often prevails. More than 70,000 people are missing in Mexico. Authorities often turn a blind eye, leaving families to look for loved ones alone. San Fernando, fuck.
Damn.
Without showering, she threw a trench coat over her pajamas, a baseball cap over her fire engine red hair, and a gun in her purse, heading to the border to find the florist. On the bridge, she scoured the vendors for flower carts, but that day he was selling sunglasses instead. When she finally found him, she got too excited and too close. He recognized her and ran. He sprinted along the narrow pedestrian pass, hoping to get away. Mrs. Rodriguez, 56 at the time, grabbed him by the shirt, wrestled him to the rails. She jammed her handgun in his back. "If you move, I'll shoot you," she told him. According to the family members involved, she scrambled to capture the florist that day. She held him there for nearly an hour, waiting for the police to make the arrest. What the fuck?
Fucking A, yo.
What the fuck?
Shit just got serious.
Huh. All right. San Fernando, Mexico. Miriam clutched a pistol in her purse as she ran past the morning crowds on the bridge to Texas. She stopped every few minutes to catch her breath and studied the photo next to her next target, the florist. She'd been hunting him for over a year, stalking him online, interrogating the criminals he worked with, even befriending unwitting relatives for tips on his whereabouts. Now she finally had one. A widow called to tell her that he was peddling flowers on the border. Ever since 2014, she had been tracking the people responsible for the kidnap and murder of her 20-year-old daughter, Karen. Half of them were already in prison, not because the authorities had cracked the case, but because she had pursued them on her own. She had cut her hair, dyed it, and disguised herself as a pollster, a health worker, and an election official to get their names, addresses, and she invented excuses to meet their families, unsuspecting grandmothers, and cousins who gave her details, however small. She wrote everything down, stuffed it in her black computer bag, building her investigation and tracking them down one by one. She knew their habits, friends, hometowns, children, and childhoods. She knew the florist had sold flowers on the street before joining the Zeta cartel, getting involved in her daughter's kidnapping. Now he was on the run and back to what he knew, selling roses to make ends meet. Without showering, she threw the trench coat, and we talked about this one. In 3 years, Mrs. Rodriguez captured nearly every living member of the crew that had abducted her daughter for ransom, a rogues gallery of criminals who tried to start a new life. As a born-again Christian, a taxi driver, a car salesman, and a babysitter. In all, she was instrumental in taking down 10 people, a mad campaign for justice that made her famous but vulnerable. No one challenged organized crime, never mind put its members in prison. She asked the government for armed guards, fearing the cartel had finally had enough. On Mother's Day 2017, weeks after she had chased down one of her last targets, she was shot in front of her home and killed. Her husband inside watching television found her face down on the street, hand tucked in her side, her purse next to her pistol. For many in the northern city of San Fernando, her story represents so much of what's wrong in Mexico. So remarkable to its people, their perseverance and face of government indifference. The country is so torn apart by violence and print. Holy fuck. Her stunning campaign recounted in case files, witness testimonies, confessions from the criminals she tracked down, and dozens of interviews with relatives, police officers, friends, officials, and local residents. Changed San... Holy fucking shit. Scarred by the decade of violence, brutal war between the cartel factions, the slaughter of 72 migrants, and the killing of Mrs. Rodriguez, San Fernando grew tight for a time as it spent its own tragic history. That is until... Fuck. Oh, wait. No, her son? Wait. Until July of this year when a 14-year-old boy... was snatched off the streets, the most public kidnap for ransom since Mrs. Rodriguez's crusade for her daughter. Mrs. Rodriguez's son, Louis, 36, could not help but see the parallels and wept when he heard the news. Luciano was kidnapped in one of the family's own trucks, like Mrs. Rodriguez's daughter had been. Luciano's family paid two ransoms for their son, just as Rodriguez did, had it in its fruitless attempts to free Karen. It was all happening again. Townspeople marched demanding justice. Brigades searched mile after mile. Holy fuck, dude. Bitch got shot down and killed in front of her own damn house. Damn.
She's a fucking hero, yo.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's a fucking hero right there.
Dude, the fact that she would not give the fuck up on... putting people behind bars.
Because nobody else would do it.
Yeah.
That. Oh,
fuck, dude.
That's salute to her and her family, yo. Like.
Damn. That's.
Holy shit.
Fuck, dude.
Like, when people say they go above and beyond for their kids, that, she went dude, above she truly and beyond,
did.
Yeah, yo.
She truly fucking did. That's.
That. She is a fucking hero. Damn, dude. Yo.
That's crazy. And then also, I mean, don't get me wrong, she got what she wanted to do and everything like that, but then she knew that eventually it was going to retaliate against her, and that's what happened. But that, damn, that's crazy, dude.
That's just the power of one person. Oh. Can you imagine what a city, let alone a nation can do if they can unite under the same fucking banner?
Exactly, exactly.
And not be split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yep. And that's a nice little segue to go into the politics segment of our show today. FDA gives final approval of Pfizer's and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccines in the United States. So Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, gave the official approval for Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine to be administered in the U.S. for people ages 16 and older. The first shipment of the vaccine in the U.S. began on Sunday morning, and inoculations could begin as early as Monday. Frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents will receive the vaccine first, the CDC and the FDA confirmed. So, and then there's another article right here that says Trump's White House staff to be among the first to receive COVID-19 vaccines. As reported by the New York Times, White House staff who work closely with Donald Trump may receive the COVID-19 vaccine. As early as this week, National Security Spokesman John Yolt confirmed in a statement that senior officials across all three branches of government will receive vaccinations. Early distribution for vaccine to the public is limited to frontline healthcare workers and people in care facilities. It is not clear how many doses are being allocated to the White House or how many are needed. So, I mean, obviously it getting people who are healthcare workers and frontline workers and healthcare workers. I completely understand them getting the shit for free, or not for free, but obviously it should be free. But just in general, I get that. The other thing, political wise, that we can talk about this week, is this last week there's been so much news on getting a stimulus or spending bill passed before the beginning of the year. There's been so many different options of people who want and whatnot. The first one that was leading the way earlier this week was that it was going to be for people who are on unemployment, it was going to be a $300 boost every week. So $1,200 a month. That's not bad at all. $1,200 a month, that helps, you know. And then the other option was instead of a $1,200 stimulus per person and $2,400 for couples, it was $600 a person and $1,200 for couples.
That's still not bad.
Still not bad. But for a married couple, I mean, no money for dependents. So it wasn't really going to be, it was only $600 to $1,200. No money for dependents. So, I mean, it's kind of eh. And then the other one, there's actually a petition. It's on change.org. Okay. That there's over 2 million signatures on this petition to get the Senate and the House to pass a bill that would give us $1,000 per person, and $2,000 for every couple, and $1,000 for every dependent. So for mine, Mrs. Gill's situation, it would be $5,000. For you, it would be $1,000. That's nice. But they want it, and what they want to do on top of it, this petition, is $250 per person per month. So for you, it'd be an extra $250 a month. For me and Mrs. Skittles, it would be $1,250 a month because it's $250 per person and $250 for each dependent. As long as the pandemic is gone. It has got over 2 million signatures as it is already. So, I mean, people like that idea, but it's not one of those. I don't think that one's going to happen and whatnot. There's still no official word on who our president's going to be at the end of January, by the way. So I know we haven't been talking about that lately on the show, but there's still no word officially. There's so many lawsuits and everything going that honestly, until the middle of January, after the new Senate takes place, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. So that's going to do it for the politics, unless there's anything political you want to talk about. Anything political you want to talk about?
Nope.
All right. So then we're going to go ahead and get into our Disney Investor Day of 2020. It was just the other day. It was on the 10th. They announced a bunch of shit. I mean, a bunch of shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, here we go. We're going to, like I said, we're just going to, we're just going to get into certain things. Okay, so first and foremost, beginning March 26, 2021, Disney Plus will be priced in the U.S. at $7.99 per month or $79.99 per year. While the Disney bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus will be priced at $13.99 a month. A new agreement with Comcast was announced that will bring Disney Plus and ESPN Plus experiences to the Comcast X1 setup, set-top boxes, and the Flex platforms in the first quarter at some point in 2021, joining Hulu, which will become available on these platforms in spring of 2020. So, sometime within the next year, we'll finally get Disney Plus on Comcast. Additionally, Hulu customers will be able to subscribe to ESPN Plus within the Hulu user interface and access the ESPN lineup of sports programming there beginning early 2021. All right, and then we got new television studio, Disney Television Studios for Disney Plus announced some new shows. And the first one is a Beauty and the Beast live action television show starring Luke Evans and Josh Gad as Gaston and the little dude. I don't remember. Mrs. Skittles! Hey, what's Gaston's little buddy's name? LeFou. Yeah, LeFou. So, Josh Gad and Luke Evans as Gaston and LeFou. We'll have new music composed by Disney legend Alan Menken. Ron Moore and John Chu will reimagine the classic Swiss Family Robinson movie. Additionally, the studio is developing Percy Jackson the Olympians based on the best-selling book. So those are just the first. So that's just the first of it. I like the Beauty and the Beast shit. I like the live-action movie. That was actually really good. So, that's, I mean, a good working start. I mean, those are some big, big names just to, you know, just start our conversation off. All right. So now these, Disney Television Studios is currently in production of four live action series set to debut on Disney Plus in 2021. First and foremost, this very first one, growing up on it, as you and I both did, the simple fact that we get a Mighty Ducks return. Shit. Mighty Ducks, The Game Changers, which picks up where the film's left off. Emilio Estevez returns as Coach Bombay, and Lauren Graham joins the flock.
Holy shit.
Yes, we get fucking Mighty Ducks. I am happy about that. As somebody who grew up with all three Mighty Ducks movies, and still love to fucking watch them too. I love watching D2 especially. So, I think it's one of the one movie series where the sequel is better than the original.
Right?
The next one is Turner and Hooch. Yes, they're remaking Turner and Hooch. Is a buddy comedy starring Josh Peck and his partner, a sweet and slobbery mastiff. I don't know how good that one's going to be. I really don't. But it's going to be a TV show. So that one's going to be different. Big Shot, a celebration of girl power set in the world of high school basketball starring John Stamos, Yvette, Nicole Brown, and Jessalyn Gilsick. It's Stamos, so of course people are going to enjoy watching that. And then we got The Mysterious Benedict Society, based on the international best-selling book series with Tony Hale and Kristen Schaal. I don't know what that one is. I don't know. And then they announced a bunch of National Geographic stuff. And then they announced a bunch of Hulu stuff. They announced that Hulu's award-winning hit series, The Handmaid's Tale, has been renewed for a fifth season. Additionally, Nicole Kidman will star in 9 Perfect Strangers, which she executive produces, and that'll be on Hulu next year. On FX, they announced It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. 4 additional seasons of the series, smashing the record for longest-running TV sitcom in television history. I've never watched an episode. The group also announced today that the first series adaptation of the sci-fi horror classic Alien is in development, and advanced talks are underway on a 2-season Order of the Stones, a drama series about the world's greatest and most enduring rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones. Mm. That's not bad. And then, all right, so what y'all have been waiting for, the Lucasfilms announcements. And this is the part where Rex actually joins the conversation.
Yeah.
All right. First and foremost, we have the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, starring Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi and Hayden Christensen returning as Darth fucking Vader. Yeah.
Hmm.
The two series, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fucking, that's just going to be badass. The fact that we get McGregor and Haydenson, McGregor and Christensen back, yeah, that's going to be nice. And then, here we go. The next two, Rangers of the New Republic. Now, Rangers of the New Republic will take place before the Skywalker saga, thousands of years ago. Just like the new comic books that are coming out later next year, Rangers of the New Republic will take place before during all of that. So, and then we all fucking knew it was going to happen. And this is spoilers if you haven't watched Mandalorian yet. But we get a Ahsoka live action TV series on Disney Plus, starring Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. Fucking finally.
Right?
Fucking finally. And we knew it was going to happen, especially... I mean, there was no way... I mean, granted, I haven't watched this last episode of Mandalorian yet, so I don't know if Rosario makes a comeback or anything like that. But the fact that people loved Rosario so much as Ahsoka, there was no way you can't have a fucking Ahsoka TV series now.
Right.
You know, and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. This is one of those going to be... You know, and you got so much you can do with Ahsoka.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Because you think about it. We know her story from episode 2 to the end of episode... to the start of episode 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we know her... We get... You know, we have an idea of what she's doing now, right? We have the entire time of her... from, you know, the end of Rebels, which is right before episode 4, all the way until now, or set between Mandalorian. So there's 30 years of shit that you can do with Ahsoka.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it's all based upon when the Empire is in place with Vader and everything like that. So there's so much you can do with Ahsoka that it's just going to be... Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Additionally... Oh, go ahead.
I changed my mind about going to the house.
You're just going to crash here?
Yeah, because I'm good.
That's fine. All right. And additionally, they also announced new titles for Disney Plus includes Andor, which is based on Cassian from Rogue One.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be his story before Rogue One.
Cassian. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's the one that falls in love with Jin. Okay. And then...
He's one of the characters that dies.
Yes. Yeah. And then they also announced, and we kind of had an idea this was eventually going to happen.
The Bad Batch.
Yes. They announced the Star Wars The Bad Batch, which is the animated series, which is based upon the 4-episode arc from the final season of The Clone Wars about The Bad Batch, which is the 4-5... clones that were different.
You know what's funny? As we're going through Disney stuff, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts right now.
Nice. They also announced Star Wars Visions, which I'm not sure what they actually was going to do with that one. Lando. They're making a Lando Calrissian series. The Alcolyte, which I don't know about that one. And then a droid story.
Yep.
Obviously, I'm going to assume that that one's going to be about R2-D2, C-3PO, BB-8, D-O, you know. But I don't fucking know.
You know what would be funny? It'll be funny if it's a story about the droids after.
Right? And then December 2023, the next feature film in the Star Wars franchise will be Rogue Squadron, to be directed by Patty Jenkins of the Wonder Woman's franchise. So the next Star Wars movie is Rogue Squadron, which is December 2023.
So is it going to follow the same story as the game?
I have no clue, dude. No fucking clue. This is some of the shit where I was like, eh, I don't know. Also announced that it will be the fifth installment of the Indiana Jones franchise, which will return with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And then a Star Wars feature film written and directed by Taika Waititi. I know who the fuck he is because he's the... Yeah, because he's the one that did fucking Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Children of the Bone.
Blood and Bone.
Yeah, Blood and Bone. So that one's going to be cool. And then here's the logos for those. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to those. Really. Ahsoka is going to be fucking amazing.
Shit, 100. Whoa.
All right. Oh, shit. Wait, no. Fuck. Wait. All right, here we go. So they also announced lineups of original movies in the works for Disney Plus, including, unfortunately, Hocus Pocus 2. Can we just skip over that? Because I've never cared for Hocus Pocus. So can we just reboots of Three Men and a Baby with Zac Efron, and Cheaper by the Dozen with Kenya Barris and Gabrielle Union, and another sister act movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
I haven't seen those movies in hell along.
And produced by Tyler Perry.
So I'm not watching it.
Whoopi Goldberg and Madea. Oh, shit. But that's all for the... that's far from all. Additional Disney Plus projects revealed included Pinocchio, Chippendales, Peter Pan and Wendy, Disenchanted, Motherfuck. Here we go. So Chippendales Rescue Rangers, hybrid live-action animated film starring John Maloney and Andy Samberg. Nice. Pinocchio, directed by Robert Zemeckis, starring Tom Adams.
That says Hanks, man.
That says fucking Hanks. Tom Hanks. Peter Pan and Wendy, starring Jude Law as Captain Hook and Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell. And Disenchanted, a sequel to the hit film Enchanted with Amy Adams returning as Giselle. And they do have a clip from Peter Pan and Wendy. So, and then Greek Freaks about NBA star Giannis will, as well as projects about Keanu Lowe and Chris Paul. Okay. Group is also developing new animated takes on favorite 20th century studio films, as in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ice Age, Adventures of Buck Wild, starring Simon Pegg, and Night at the Museum. I like the Night Museum movies. Those were kind of cool. Today's presentation also included a preview of upcoming feature films as Jungle Cruise with The Rock, Cruella, which is about the 101 Dalmatians, a prequel.
I'm watching at least that first one right there.
Jungle Cruise?
No. Oh, what you about to say next?
A prequel to The Lion King and The Little Mermaid.
I can care less about The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Amongst today's biggest news, reveal that Raya and the Last Dragon will debut simultaneously on Disney Plus Premier Access and in theaters in March 2021. Premier Access for this title will be priced at $30. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
It should make it to where that Premier Access, you get a lifetime Premier Access
pass. Right? Or $30 a year.
Yeah.
Make it $30 a year or
a month, actually.
Yeah, I don't know about $30 a month. But
then again, $30 a year, that's kind of... For us, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But for them, that's kind of like...
Yeah. It's not really... I mean, fuck. Do it $30... $10, just add $10 a month to it. If you know, I would do that. Premier access to be able to watch movies in theaters as well as what's... So, they also announced... Now, this is the first time ever that they announced this. They are making 4 animated Disney Plus series that are based upon movies, including Zootopia Plus, Baymax, Tiana, and Moana, the series.
Zootopia, meh. Tiana, I might watch. Moana, definitely watch.
Zootopia,
Baymax.
I never watched Big Hero 6. So I know the characters and whatnot, but Tiana, I've never watched Princess and the Frog either, which I kind of feel bad for doing because she's a Disney princess, you know. And then they announced
the original 7.
Huh?
One of the original 7.
She's not an original 7. She's one.
No, she should.
Wait. She's one that just got added like within the last 15 years.
She should have been added a long time ago.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, the movie only came out in like 2010 something.
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
That came out a lot earlier. I thought there was a
no.
A lot earlier version than that.
No, not that I know of. I don't know. Zootopia though, I'm looking forward to that. That one looks good, but definitely Moana. Moana the series, but yeah, that's gonna be good. Pixar announced that they are making a new movie called Turning Red. There's also a new one called Win or Lose, Pixar's first ever long-form animated series, which debuts exclusively on Disney Plus in February 2023, follows a middle school softball team in the week leading up to their championship game. Each episode is told from the perspective of a different character. That's kind of cool. And then the big one, Lightyear.
Say less.
Okay, hold on. Now, this isn't about Buzz Lightyear. It is about the origin story of the hero that inspired the toy Buzz Lightyear. And Lightyear will be voiced by Chris Evans.
So this is why you turn old in Endgame? So you can be a fucking space ranger?
Right? So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. That one's going to be cool. I'm, yeah. There's a new feature film, Luca, is slated to be for theaters next summer. Luca is a celebration of the friendship between a boy named Luca and his best friend, Alberto, during their unforgettable summer. It'll be in theaters June 2021. Additionally, details were shared about Disney Plus's new series, including Inside Pixar, Pixar Popcorn, Doug Days, and Cars, as well as an upcoming feature film, Soul, and short called Burrow, both debuting in Disney Plus in December 25th, 2020. I want to know more information about the car shit.
Right?
And can we finally get a fucking spin-off, another Planes movie? Because that shit was cool. I love the Planes movies. And then the big ones, the Marvel Studios. Rex and I did talk about these a little bit earlier. But... 3 new series for Disney Plus were announced. One of them was Secret Invasion, starring Samuel L. Jackson, which is based upon the Skrulls. Ironheart, starring Dominique Thorne as Riri. Was it Riri Williams?
Yeah.
And Armor Wars, starring Don Cheadle as Rhodes, a.k.a. War Machine, who faces Tony Stark's worst fears. These, of course, are in addition to the studio's robust lineup for Disney Plus titles, including WandaVision, which we get in January, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which comes out in March, Loki, which we get we do get a clip of that, which is summer of next year. The animated series What If, which I'm looking forward to. Miss Marvel, which we talked about last week. Hawkeye, with Hailee Steinfeld joining Jeremy Renner in the series. She-Hulk, starring Tatiana Maslany in the title role, alongside Mark Ruffalo and Tim Roth. And they have announced that we get Abomination as well.
Fuck yeah.
They also announced more news on Moon Knight. And they also announced a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. And a series of original shorts called I Am Groot.
Speaking of holiday specials real quick. Yes. If you have not watched the Lego Star Wars holiday special on Disney Plus, please watch that shit. That shit is fucking hilarious. It's
fucking hilarious, dude. The Emperor in the whole fucking... The Emperor makes the thing the best.
Oh, yeah.
The Emperor is the best.
It still baffles me. How the fuck does regular live-action Star Wars fuck up Finn being Force-sensitive, but Lego Star Wars
gets it,
acknowledges that shit?
Yeah. They also announced the third feature film in the Ant-Man franchise, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And they announced for the first time in MCU history, and Marvel Studios will be taking on the Fantastic Four.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
They also announced more news on the Black Widow movie, which was slated for last year. Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings, Eternals, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther 2, rest in peace.
R.I.P., man.
Blade, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And there's all the logos for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on for ESPN Plus?
ESPN and sports content. Here we go.
Don't care. No.
Right. Don't really care. ESPN announced a milestone near 10-year agreement with the Southeastern Conference, the SEC, expanding their partnership. The Peyton's Place is currently in its second season. We'll return for a third season in fall of 2021. Oh, God, do we really have to have that? In January, ESPN Plus will launch Stephen A's World, a new original programming featuring the insights and opinions of one-of-a-kind personality Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, don't care. Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. The highly anticipated 9-part documentary series coming to ESPN Plus is built around Tom Brady's never-before-seen first-hand accounts of the journey to each of his 9 Super Bowls. Plus, a newly reimagined version of Sports Nation will return weekday mornings beginning in January exclusively on ESPN Plus. All right, that's cool. I like Sports Nation. And that is it for Disney Investors Day 2020. I liked some of the shit. Was just like, all right, I'm looking forward to this shit. Ahsoka, Lightyear, the Star Wars shit. You know, the Beauty and the Beast, the Mighty Ducks. There's shit being announced for National Geographic stuff as well, but we don't really. Yeah. You know,
watch that shit when you're in the hospital.
Right? The picture that they advertised Cruella with, it looks interesting. It really does. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Rangers of the New Republic as well, because that's going to be interesting. Tom Hanks in Pinocchio, I don't know about that one, but it might be pretty good. I've always been a fan of the Peter Pan movie, so Peter Pan and Wendy, let's see if it's actually a clip or if it's just a 20-second, it's just a 20-second little thingy. It's not an actual trailer. So yeah, and I mean, So yeah, they announced a bunch of shit. I'm looking forward to a lot of it. And most of it's coming to Disney Plus, so I'm looking forward to even more of it. And continuing to pay my $13.99 now for their shit. Why is Gene Simmons trending? Oh, the football player. Oh, that's funny.
Yep. So, Cyberpunk finally came out.
Yeah, that's right. I have not played it.
I have not, but I've seen
gameplay. Yeah, I've seen part of the gameplay.
Holy shit. The amount of shit you can do.
Yes. That is what I've heard. The amount of customization, the amount of fucking just different shit that you can just do.
And, yeah, I'm going to sound kiddish on this. There's titties in the game. Funny. If that's not enough to convince you to buy the game.
That's funny. That's cool. Hey, that's cool, though. I mean, it's definitely...
It, like, a certain game you play on it, you choose from three different scenarios. You could be the corporate bigwig, you know? Then, you know, you call shots and whatnot, or you could be the mercenary, or you could be the motherfucker that came from nothing.
Yeah.
Which I would try that just see the difference. I'll create three separate profiles.
Oh,
just
yeah, to for sure.
Play all three.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But a game currently doesn't have a multiplayer yet, but when it does, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be cool.
Alright, so other than that,
do you have a song of the week this week?
I think I do. I don't know.
Because I can easily come up with one.
Gosh damn, how much shit did I unlock? Holy fuck.
Oh, what are you playing? Are you still playing fucking
King? Yeah, this is the Kingdom Hearts mobile game that came out years ago. Okay. But they shut down the old version of it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a new Kingdom Hearts game. Or a new mobile game. Oh, there's a different mobile Kingdom Hearts game, and it's mixed with, and when you download the newer one, you also get the old one.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All
right, where is, never mind, it's right here.
No, is that it? Oh, okay, yeah, that's it.
All right, so you go ahead and play your song of the week first.
So mine, the only reason I'm playing this is mainly because I can't really find anything, and this is the song that's been stuck in everybody's head in my household because it gets played so fucking much because of my fucking kids.
Wait, before you do that, let me see. I'm on mic number two, and I'm gonna go.
No, you're on mic number three.
Well, headset.
Oh, that's right. Headset number three, yeah.
Sorry.
You know the fucked up part is I played the damn song, but I didn't realize how there's literally 50 seconds of fucking just lead up to the damn song. I didn't even fucking realize that. So, yeah, so I'm going to let it go for a second, and then I'm going to turn it back on because that kind of sucked. There we go. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath. Stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can gather. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a picture in the pulpit, and your blind devotion. There's something. Yeah, that song has been stuck in everybody's head here at the Skittles household because my kids have learned to love that fucking movie. It's called The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. The song is called The Greatest Show. It stars fucking... Who doesn't it star? But yeah, it stars Zac Efron, Hugh Jackson, Jackson. Motherfucker, dude, I can't fucking speak tonight at all, dude. I swear. And then it also stars Zendaya. So it's not a bad movie. It really isn't. But having to watch it over and over and over again, as much as my kids fucking, yeah, it gets annoying. But it's a good movie though. Rex is over here still trying to find his shit. I think he's got one, but he's got to find a certain part of the song that he wants to play on air.
Alright, so...
You got yours?
Yeah.
Alright.
So this... So, before the judgmental minds of people go free... So the song I'm playing is called 3:30 a.m. by this artist named 6 Seconds. This is, it's not one of the best, but it is good wordplay, sort of say. One word.
Nice.
So let's see if I actually got it where it's actually at. So here it is. Turn it up first.
Hopping out the kitchen the moment I get cooking. Got a west side vibe, but I keep my shit so Brooklyn because I'm that one. Maintaining my run till it stops. Till the crown's on my head and the throne's on my block. Dogging heads run America. Get shown at my spots. You're running shoes and at the ready. Then your soul's in a box. Give your bitches the kiss of death. Learn to grow from the locks. Got the key to success now. Show me the locks. Went from a curly head. Now I'm showing the locks. I'm coming at y'all heads. Now I'm showing the locks. You niggas wishing. The differences we show in a lock, but I'm the pick, like what a thief shows in a lock. I'm the coldest of soldiers, boldest on both shoulders. With a soul you'll behold at the moment I pop, holding a Glock, taking this whole era for ransom. It's about to get ugly, like I can't do handsome.
See, that type of shit I'd listen to. Give what? Me people who are that good as lyricists.
That was off of just one word, but he meant it in so many different ways. Like that.
Yeah.
That shit is
but
what.
That's the shit I would sit there and listen to all fucking day. I don't have a problem listening to that kind of shit because I really think that that is the kind of shit that made rap music what rap music should be. But because people like to do so much stupid shit with it, it changes it. But that was good. That was good. So, you got anything else? I mean,
wait a minute.
Wait.
I got one more song.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So, let's go. You don't have to go home. But you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You're gonna have to get the fuck out.